Before we get into any technicalities, it's really important to have a grounding in why we do data science, or why we do engineering in general. This section introduces data science. It explains what it is and why we do it. It covers with broad brush strokes the different aspects in data science, and you might be surprised to see where all the time is taken. Data science is interesting, it is sexy, but there are a whole host of fields that we need to be experts in before we can do any real damage. So what is data science? Well, it's part software engineering, part statistics, part signal processing, part lots of different things. It involves data, information, and automation. This is usually the goal. It's also known as many other things. Some people use the words analytics and machine learning and big data and AI to mean data science. So it can be very confusing at times. The ubiquity of data has caused a proliferation of data science techniques. Traditionally, teams of analysts, DBAs, modelers, and statisticians would pore through the data manually. But the volume and variety of data prevents future manual analysis. Instead, we have to use computational power to automate these tasks away. The largest use of data science in business is for marketing, recommendations, advertising, and credit scoring. You've probably come across many of these before on your day-to-day travels. One of my best examples is an example from a supermarket in the US called Target. And a man walked into a Target store and demanded to see the manager. He was clutching at coupons that had been sent to his daughter and he was angry. The manager apologized and called a few days later to apologize again. On the phone, though, the father was somewhat abashed. So what had happened was that Target had run a data science project to take the data that was produced from people's spending habits and predict marketing campaigns based upon those spending habits. And what they were able to do is that if they could use spending habits to detect whether someone was pregnant or not, they could send out a marketing campaign to give them coupons for baby things, nappies, bottles, milk, things like that. And in this particular occasion, the marketing materials were sent to a US family, a traditional US family, and the father of the family was quite upset when his teenage daughter received coupons for baby things. And so he was quite mad and had a go at the manager. But a couple of weeks later, he actually came back to the store and he said, "I've had a talk with my daughter," he said. "It turns out there's been some activities in my house that I haven't been completely aware of. She's due in August. I owe you an apology." Another great example is from Walmart, another big shop in the US. So when you think of hurricanes and disasters, you immediately think, if you're working in a shop, that you need to stock certain items. If you are going through a hurricane, then people are going to want to stock up on things like bottled water and tinned food and things like that. But that is what you would expect. So I think this was 2003, in Hurricane Francis. It was a big one anyway. And a week ahead of the storm, they wanted some forecasts on what would be required to be stocked in their store. So they started a data science campaign to have a look at all of the spending habits of people to find out what people would buy in the previous hurricane. And do you know what they bought? Turns out that there was a 7 times increased sales in Pop-Tarts, the toaster treat. And the top selling item was actually beer. So people were stocking up on beer and Pop-Tarts. So this highlights two interesting problems within data science. The first one is that the results of your data science are not only interesting, but you have to be very careful in how they're presented, because it is quite easy to upset people. The easiest things to upset people are about deep-rooted social issues that exist within our society. So we're constantly seeing issues of where algorithms have been designed and unintentionally detect detect results that are based upon race. Obviously, teenage daughters is a big problem in the US. And the second example here, Walmart, we see that what we expect is not always what the data actually shows. So we have to be careful with our assumptions, because those assumptions might not be correct. And a key part of data science is discovery. Indeed, the vast majority of data science projects that go on today are purely discovery projects. There's no specified outcome or specified goal. The goal is to learn something about the data. And businesses use this to increase the revenue, optimize costs, and save time. For example, customer churn, which is the task of trying to prevent people from leaving your service. Businesses are interested in doing this because attracting customers is more expensive than keeping current ones. So there could be a significant marketing budget that already pays for your data science work, for your data science work. And how would you choose customers that were likely to leave? What incentive would you give them to prevent them from leaving? And now we move on to automation. This is generally one of the main reasons why we undertake a data science project, is to automate some decision. And we're currently going through one of the largest changes in society and industry and the economy in general since globalization, since the Industrial Revolution, some people think. And the reason is that we've always been trying to automate processes. You know, the original printing presses were automating the printing of the writing of books. The loom was automating somebody weaving manually. And automation improves efficiencies and it reduces errors and it costs less. It frees people from these what are described as more mundane tasks to allow them to be more innovative and productive. But automating business decisions requires data. So let's step back a second and think about software engineering. So software engineering is the automation of a process. And that's usually a relatively simple thing to do because the process already exists within the business. It's usually written down, or it's just a simple algorithm that somebody follows that can be efficiently encoded in software. But automating a decision is more difficult because people make different decisions based upon different data. So in order to make the best decision, we need lots and lots of data. Data-driven decision-making, which is not to be mistaken with domain-driven design, DDD, is an emerging trend to divest strategic choices to the scientific method. For example, knowing that one type of advertisement is going to do better than another makes the decision of which advert to use easy. And we've got to start thinking of data science as an asset, not just the data, but the data scientists and the work that's produced. Because data science offerings have and will become products within their own right. Credit Risk is an obvious example. And good decisions can only be made by good data science, and good data science can only be made with good data. Garbage in, garbage out. An investment in good data produces good data science, produces good results, which produces good decisions. There's another famous example from a bank in the US called Signet Bank. And in the 80s, some guys decided to change the way that credit profiling was performed. Previously, you would have to go to your bank manager to ask the bank manager to give you a credit card, to give you a line of credit. The bank manager was responsible for deciding whether you were worthy enough to be given credit. And some chaps that were working for this small bank called Signet Bank in the US thought that this was the wrong way to do it. Instead of trying to get bank managers to prevent losses, prevent bad credit, they should actually be modeling to improve profit. So that's not necessarily the same thing. But one of the main problems that they had was that they had no data. How do they get the data? Well, they got a big investment from the bank and they started offering credit cards to anyone randomly. They randomly chose people to give credit cards to. And obviously some of these failed. You know, some of these people never paid back, so it cost the bank a significant amount of money. But using that data, they could then start to build models to find out which types of customer were most profitable. So their data was a valued asset, so valuable that they were willing to pay for it. And the resultant data science has actually become an entire industry, because this company then turned into a business called Capital One, one of the largest credit card companies in the world. And there's more examples of this. There's Amazon and Google and Facebook and all the big boys. Caesars Entertainment is a bit more of a niche market, but still hugely profitable compared to what they were doing pre-data science. So what does the job market look like? Why would we want to do data science as a job? Well, firstly, there is a general engineering shortage, and you wouldn't be surprised to find out that there's also a general shortage of data scientists. The numbers are quite hard to come by, especially for the UK, but in the UK alone, we already have a deficit of engineers, so it's easy to broaden that assumption to data scientists. But in the US, the numbers are a little bit better. Gartner suggests that there will be 100,000 data scientists required in the next couple of years, and there's a shortfall of that. McKinsey have suggested that 140, 190, similar numbers. The IDC have also just suggested that by 2018 we need 181,000. So essentially we're in hundreds of thousands of data scientists that are going to be required that are not there. But, you know, take that with a pinch of salt. Finally, the average salary, the median salary, especially in the UK, is significantly higher than the rest of IT. But, you know, the jobs are there, especially if you work in the US. The money is there if you're interested in the money. But I think the key thing here is actually the job itself is hugely rewarding. In the next video, we're going to be talking about how we would actually do a data science project.